Welcome. You're listening to audio from Life Church in Chico, California. We're so glad that you're here. Life Church's mission is simply to connect people to Jesus. You can find out more about our mission and who we are on our website at lifechurchchico.org. All right, let's dive into this week's message.
All right, so our purpose today is just to highlight our teens' experiences at camp and specifically like how God sent His Holy Spirit to empower them. So, the verse that I just want to share with you guys is from Acts, but it was the prophet Joel speaking, and then the author of Acts reset it, and I'm going to re-say it again. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And we just want to highlight today how impactful the Holy Spirit was on these students in camp, so that can edify you guys as we go out. And I'm going to invite Mike up first, who's going to share.
Thank you, Jeff. Give me 1 second. I had to like run across the campus. I didn't get a chance to see the video for second service, but that video was bananas when I watched it for a service. I was pretty much speechless. I need to run more, apparently, is the real message of today. Okay. All right, so winter camp. It's an amazing experience. Camp in general, church camps in general, are just an amazing experience for students. I need like a breath machine or something. Or I could have just recorded this and then just let that go. It's such a great experience for them. To watch as the days go by at the camp and watch them, like the Holy Spirit working on them as every day goes by. And then we come to like the final night and it's like a big crescendo of like the Holy Spirit coming down and working in everybody. So we have a lot of these really fun activities and these really fun messages and really great impactful messages. And then the final day is kind of the call for being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it's a very exciting moment. And for those that have ever heard of the Holy Spirit, or if this is like a new concept, it can be a little terrifying and scary to think about what that's like and to accept that. So it's great to watch these kids step out in faith and be like, okay, I feel this leading. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to see what happens. And you see God move in some amazing ways. So we were on the final night. We were going through and praying for all of our students. We broke out after the message. All the leaders were on the side. And we just began to pray for our students that came up one by one. And there was a moment when we kind of finished. We kind of were like done. But anybody that's ever been to a camp and has been on the last night, there's no real done. You have to like literally kind of push people out of the sanctuary on the last night just because the Spirit's moving so much. But the overall, like, you can like linger and stay, and like a lot of our students were staying behind. And I saw at one point our pastor Jeff, who by the way is on his way to Mexico. Please keep them in prayer because it's super exciting, but it's a lot of work. So Jeff is standing there, and I see Garrett and Reed go over, and they're getting prayed for, and Jeff's speaking to them, and I feel this pulling by the Holy Spirit to go and like see what's going on. So I was like, okay. I walk over there, and Jeff begins to pray over them, and I'm participating, and I feel for the first time, this has never happened to me before. I have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I occasionally speak in tongues. But I've never had a word given to me to give to another person. So it's scary because I'm like, okay, is this me or is this like the Holy Spirit? And as Jeff was praying, he kept saying things that would like match up with what the word I had or the words that I had. So Jeff finishes praying and we were kind of just standing there. I was like, hey, I think the Lord has a message for you too. And I was like, I've never done this before, so if I am totally wrong, I am so sorry, but I really feel like this is from the Lord, so let's just hope for the best. And Jeff is like, oh, that's great. And he just walks off, which, I mean, in his defense, he's got other students and, like, leaders to pray for. So I'm like, I get it. But also, I said, this is my first time. I'm on my own. This is scary. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll start with Garrett because you're on my left and, you know, left to right just makes sense. So I'm like, Garrett, you know, this is the word I have for you. And I kind of went into a little bit of the details of what I feel like the Lord was trying to give to him through that word. And the reaction that he had was like, I am now in processing mode. I am now figuring this out. What was just said, what is going on? Like, it was just like, he was focused. I was like, okay, I think that hit home. I hope it hit home. We'll see what happens with Reed. Okay, Reed, so here's my word for you. And I give it to him. And the impact and the reaction was immediate. I could tell that this is something that is been on his mind for a while. And it was just great to see that like reaction and like see God immediately just be like releasing in that moment something for him. And yeah, it was great to see that, but also it was reassuring for me because doing that for the first time, I'm like, I think this is right. So seeing that response was great for me. It edified me, made me feel like, okay, God was really speaking. God's really moving. This is awesome. And that is all I have to share for mine. However, I'm going to bring up Mr. Garrett. Oh, no. Oh, are we doing a read first? Do you want to read for it? Do you? I'm going to woken up one of the students, and they will share their testimony.
Hi, guys. If you don't know, my name is Reed, and I just wanted to start with camp was really good. It was amazing. The worship was awesome. But one of the things that I noticed that God was trying to tell me was how important community is and how God can, like, really bring people together. And it can be anywhere. It can be Chico. It's not just camp. But just the impact that he had on me with how important community is and also how important prayer is, especially with the people around you, and how it's not just the pastors or your leaders that can do the prayer. It's also you. You can do that too, you know. How Jeff said is you want to do the stuff, and it's not just them. But, yeah, so the word that Mike had was patience. And the word patience, I've been praying for that for 7 months, and it's a big thing, you know, and just him doing that to me, it was a big thing, and it was like, hey, God's working, you know, he's hearing me, you know, it's just a big thing that I've been praying for, and I've been working on with my friendships, and just in general, but I just wanted to speak about what patience means to me, and when I hear patience, I think of two things. I think of peace, and I think of trust. And when I think of those two things is when my journey of learning patience with God, I've learned to trust. And to trust in his plan that he has for me and to be at peace in the season that he has put me in. And to also be content with where God is trying to teach me and what he's trying to teach me in the season that he's put me in. Something I've learned these past few months is that patience is really trusting in God and the plan he has for you, even when you don't see what he's doing in your life. Or even when the only thing you see is your life falling apart. And one more thing is when the only thing you see and the only thing you have is little faith. I don't know about you, but for me, I've always struggled with having faith that God is gonna pull through, and having faith that he's gonna make a way in my life, and the trust that I have to put in for that. But for that, you have to have trust. And what I've learned through this is how refreshing and how peaceful it is to surrender everything to God, and to let God work in your life without me kind of trying to control everything in my life, all the little things. And a verse that comes to mind when I hear trust is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by faith and not by sight. This verse means a lot to me because in every situation that you go through with God, every situation that you go through with God, it's not by seeing what you can do or what God can do, but having faith and knowing that God can do the impossible. And to know that God can free you from the things that you're going through, and also knowing that God will always pull through in every situation that you go through. And so the last thing I was just going to leave you guys with is there anything in your life that you have to surrender to God? Because the peace that you get, that you surrender to God, the peace that you get is truly amazing. So I'm going to leave you guys with. Good.
Hey, Reed went crazy. Reed, yeah, that was insane, man. So continuing, right? The word that Mike gave me when he prayed for us that one night was strength. And at first I was like, all right, okay. I don't know what to do with that. But then later, you know, after all that happened, the week after, I started realizing that, you know, what strength was. You see, in my eyes, I think there's two types of strength. There's the physical, your big muscles and everything. And then there is spiritual strength. And when I think of spiritual strength, I was thinking of examples like within the Bible. Like, you know, who is an example of that? Who could I look up to in that? And I was thinking of my favorite book in the Bible, Job. Job, if you don't know the story, the enemy came to God. And he was talking about one of the most faithful, one of the most devout people to the Lord. And this was Job. The enemy was saying, take all those blessings away. Take all his riches, his family, everything he owns. Take it away and see what you have left. Are you still going to have a man of God? And the Lord said, okay, do it. See what happens. And, well, he did it. And as you go through the story, you learn that Job never discredited God, never cursed him out, never left him out of his heart. He said, was wondering, why are you doing this? And keep in mind that while all this is happening, he has three friends and his wife saying the opposite. Like, there's a reason you did this. There, you should be cursing God and you should just die. But Job was like, no, like, I still have faith in my God. No matter how low I am, at the lowest of lows, I'm still going to have faith in my God that he's still there for me. And there is a reason for all this. So continuing on, that reminded me of a verse, 2 Corinthians 12. It says here, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. And when I was thinking of that verse, it's one of my favorites. When I was thinking of it, I was thinking, okay, what does this mean? And I think it means that when you are weakest is also when you are strongest. When you are weakest, when you're the most vulnerable, that allows God to move the most. That allows you to grow the most. And one thing I realized from what Mike was saying was it's not all about the muscles or the cardio or all of that, you know? But it's also about inward. Like, what are you going to do when you're at your bottom? Are you going to try to, are you going to freak out and be like, okay, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I going to do? How do I do this? Or are you going to be like, okay, what is God going to do? What is he going to do with this? How could he move through me to work harder and to do better things? So I just want to ask you, what are you going to do when you're in those battles, when you're in that storm? Are you going to praise God like Job did? Or are you going to be freaking out and, like, you know, going mental about it? So, you know. I'll leave you with that.
So we're inviting up Taylor Payton. Yeah, we're inviting up Taylor Payton. Come up.
Oh. Hey, guys. So me and Payton are sisters, for you guys who don't know. So we're 18 months apart, so really close in age, but we've always been close as sisters. We've shared bedrooms, we've shared clothes, and then, you know, hand-me-downs got passed down to our other sister, Greta. So I think it's really cool because we're talking about our spiritual gifts, and me and Payton got to share a similar experience at camp of speaking in tongues. And so Peyton's going to go first, and Payton, what was it like for you that night when Jeff dismissed us all, when you prayed with your leader?
Well, after the service, my mom came up to me, and she began to tell me that she thought that the Holy Spirit was going to give me the gift of speaking in tongues and how it would take obedience, but if I stepped into that and I really believed that God could do that, he would, because that's what he had for me. And after the prayer, I walked over to a wall and sat down by myself. And if you guys saw, if you stayed around like long enough at the beginning to see the pictures, I was just like sitting like this on the ground, like crying because of what happened next. So I began speaking in tongues and I was like, God, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm so confused, but I know this is what you have for me. So I'm just going to step into this. And I just began praying in tongues. And it was really cool because I had never done this before. And I just felt so much joy and peace that came from this. That was just straight from the Lord.
Yeah, and like, what was the word from God that you received?
So actually, when I was praying in tongues, I didn't know what I was saying, but God told me that one specific word in tongues meant peace. And he was just kind of telling this over me, and it was really cool because after I'd spoken in tongues, I was just like there hanging out on the ground. Addie came up to me, and I was like, Addie, guess what? And she was like, what? And I'm smiling at her because she's over there. But this is why I have amazing friends, guys, that stick with you through and through. Because I went and I was like, Addie, I just spoke in tongues. And she was like, Peyton, I'm so happy for you. Like, this is amazing. And I was like, and I received a word. The word was peace. And she goes, Peyton, I was praying for you from the other side of the room that during, while you're speaking in tongues, that you would have peace that makes no sense. And it's just so cool how God works in those kinds of ways that only he can, that we just have to be like, God, you are just so good.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an incredible thing that through your obedience and like submission to God, he was able to like reveal that to you. And now you have this experience to like look back on for years to come.
Yeah, and I know like you've spoken in tongues before. How is that like story like for you?
Well, the first time I spoke in tongues, it was right after a car accident. I was in my freshman year, and so I was in the hospital, and my mom was, like, in the chair next to me, and she was praying for me, and I felt just, like, this really strong urge that I needed to pray for her as well, and when I did, I ended up speaking in tongues, and I didn't know at the time, like, what I was saying, but I knew I was praying for her to have courage and peace, and that... because she was praying for me in my recovery, and I knew that she needed the Lord's guidance and protection for her as well. And then at camp, I spoke in tongues again, and it was like a half hour after like Jeff dismissed us, and I had already prayed with my leader, and I was praying with my friends, and I was just sitting there in the room, and the room is probably like twice the size, and it's just filled with people, and they were all praying and seeking God. And just watching that around you is just so like incredible. Like I was just filled with like awe and wonder at what God was doing that night. And so I was just praying, like kind of thanking him. And then I ended up speaking in tongues again. And again, I didn't know really what I was saying, but I knew I was like praying for those people's prayers to be affirmed and for God's presence just to be felt by everyone in the room. And I think what's interesting about both of those like situations where I spoke in tongues was that like I just was filled with like a lot of emotion, and I just like prayed, like I don't know, I feel like that's just a good response for all of us, is just to like answer when God like leads you to do something like that with prayer.
Yeah. For sure. And how was it like after? Like, what did anybody say anything to you, or like, how do you like, what do you do after?
After I spoke in tongues, I was just sitting with like one of my friends, and my dad like came up to both of us because he's like one of our youth pastors, if you guys don't know. But he came up to us and he was like, "You guys good? Like, how's this night going?" And I was like, "Dad, I think I just spoke in tongues." And I was like crying and freaking out. And he was like, "Well, like, here's what you can do." And he gave me like practical like information, like, don't let Satan take this moment away from you, and don't let him tell you like it wasn't real, because it is real, and it's something that like God enabled you to do tonight. And then secondly, like, he told me like at home, like, talk to me and mom and we can help you like practice speaking in tongues and like implementing it into like something where like it's in your prayer life and like growing in speaking in tongues. That way you can have a deeper relationship with God. And then so you had a similar experience, right?
Yeah. So also after I was speaking in tongues, I was like also excited, kind of how I was with Addie, and I was like, "Mom, guess what?" And she's like, "What?" I was like, "I just spoke in tongues." And she's like, "Okay, that's really awesome. I'm really happy for you. But you also need to put this into practice, because it will enable you to become closer to God, and it will also you'll also become like a vessel for God, for you, for God to use you in like the ways that he wants and for his glory alone. Because speaking in tongues is a gift that God gives us. And so when we got home from camp, I remember just like sitting at my desk, and I was like looking out the window, and I was like, "So I spoke in tongues at camp. That's awesome. But like, what do I do? Like, this is like so weird, because when you come from like camps are so great because you get to like think about it and like think about a lot of different things that God's doing, but you also want to put those things into practice when you get home from camp. That's also really important. And I remember being like, "God, I don't know really what to do now. Like, I feel like the speaking in tongues was just like at camp, just there." And I was like in just silence, and he goes, and he's like, pops this verse into my head. And it was the verse where he's like, "The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable." And so they, like, similar to what Taylor was like, I was having these doubts that like this couldn't happen for me in Chico. But he was like, "These gifts that I've given you, they're for you now, and nobody can take them away." And the same thing is for you guys. The gifts and callings that God has put in your life, he has one for each of you, and you just gotta step into it and know that nobody can take it away, and that you are fully capable of doing it through God. And that's really awesome.
So yeah, that's what we have to share with you guys. And we're going to invite up some great people, Maddie and Sean.
Hi, guys. How we doing? Are we still awake? We good? Okay, cool. All right, my name's Maddie. I had a really, really good time at camp. It was really fun. And the Lord was just moving so much throughout my life and also the lives of everyone around me. The verse of the week at camp was Ephesians 5:14, which says, "This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." My word of the week, I like to say, just because it was really cool, was purpose. I felt like the Lord was showing me a lot about my purpose and the future that he has for me. And one of the things that I realized throughout the week was God can give us purpose, and God gives us purpose, and we can find identity in him. One of those ways that I figured that out was the first night. We had just gone through service. It was great. We were going through worship, and we were ending the service, and they were playing Waymaker, which was just, it's just like a powerful song. Like, when you're singing it out, it's just really awesome. And in that moment, I found Jenny, and we stood there and talked for like an hour, 2 hours probably. Like, it was a really long time. And we were just talking about everything that the Lord is doing in our lives and just all these amazing things. And I felt a call to ministry in some sort of way. I'm still trying to figure out what exactly that looks like for me, but I never really thought of it before. I mean, I love to play on the worship team, and I love to be a part of youth group and, you know, serve in any way that I can, but I never really thought it was something that I might do as, like, a career, I guess. And, like, my grandpa's a pastor, so I come from a family where That's kind of part of our life, is that people do ministry, but I don't know, I just never thought of it like that. And so I felt that call, and Jenny helped like pray over it and speak through it, and it was really cool. And a verse kind of came into my head, which is Matthew 20:28, and it says, "And just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give us his life as a ransom for many." I think that's a great example, as we are called to live like Christ, that we are also called to serve, and that we are called to love others. And no matter what we're going through, there's always room to praise God. I think that that's something I've also learned, is, you know, life is going up and down all the time, but one thing that stays the same is our ability to worship God through it. And one of those things for me is worship, and playing music. It's just the way that I connect with God the most. And so worship that week was really, really awesome, and I loved it. And we actually got to write a song, which we'll show you guys in a little bit. But it's just really cool. And another thing that I realized is, no matter what you're going through, there's always, one of the verses that I related to it was Psalm 63:3, which is, "Because your love is better than life, and my lips will glorify you." We just sang a song about this, and one of the things that I really love about that, relating to worship, is that, you know, no matter what and no matter what we're going through, God is bigger and God is better than that, and so there's really no reason that we shouldn't glorify him for what he's doing. One thing that Jeff talked about, I think the second night, was that we might be the only Jesus people ever see. And that hit me really hard, because sometimes we can sit in these services and, you know, sit down, do worship, listen to the sermon, that kind of thing, go on with our day. But some of us don't realize, like, oh, there are people out there that don't know God, that know we know God. So they're looking at us to see who God is, and that we're called to act like Christ. And to live like Christ. And I think that, you know, sometimes it's easy to forget that people look at us as, you know, a vessel of Christ. And so that's one thing that my eyes were really open to at camp, is like starting to really actively live more like God. And one of the verses that I thought about was Ephesians 5:2, that says, "And walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." I think this verse is really important, because not only, like, in all over the Bible, it tells us, you know, love like Christ, love our neighbors, all of that. But I think it's also really important to remember that as Christians, there's a lot of sacrifice that comes with being a follower of God. And this talks about that sacrifice, and that, you know, it's not supposed to be like super easy to be a Christian. We're going to have persecution. We're going to have, you know, conviction, all of those things. And just remembering that God is faithful through it is really important, and trusting in the Lord. And one thing that, another thing he opened my eyes to, was that he looks at our hearts and not our appearance. One of our short, like, morning sessions was talking about this, and they used 1 Samuel 16:7 that says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I've rejected him.'" The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And remembering that, like, God doesn't really care, like, what we wear, or, like, you know, those kinds of things, like what you do with your hair, that kind of thing. But he really cares about how you're treating people and the heart that you have for him and also for others. And a verse that, like, hit me really hard recently is Proverbs 1:7, that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And the reason why this hit me really hard was, one of the things that we talked about all week was going out and doing this stuff, as Jeff said. And that's, like, you know, calling on others, you know, praying over people, that kind of thing, doing what the Lord is calling you to do. And I'm someone that has struggled with anxiety, like, my whole life. So fear is something that I've kind of just let control my life for a long time. And so knowing that, like, fear is something that, you know, has a hold on me that I've been really working on, doing this stuff is hard. And like a couple years ago, you would have not seen me on stage. Like, this is scary. Like, I love to sing, I love to act, I love that, but being myself on stage is terrifying. So another thing that Jeff said was, fear will cause you to die in chains. And I was like, whew, okay, don't want that to happen. Let's work on that. And realizing, you know, that really is something, like, people talk a lot about, you know, different types of sins, but fear is really something that plagues a lot of people. And it's something that really holds us back from doing what the Lord is calling us to do. And so we must not worry about the things that we can't control, because God is in control of those things. And remembering that, like, I think it was Garrett, maybe it was Reed, I can't remember, everything's minding together, but remembering to surrender those things to the Lord, and surrendering all to the Lord, because at the end of the day, it's better for him to be in control than for you to be in control. And so going back to the whole purpose thing, God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and as I'm learning what my purpose is, and as I'm growing in that, everyone's is different. So my encouragement for you guys today is to reflect on what God's purpose is for you and what he's calling to do in your life, and if you're willing to do the stuff for him. Now enjoy the Sean Show.
Hi. What's up, guys? I'm Sean. Yeah, camp was pretty cool, as you've heard from all these stories. It was pretty impactful. Sunday was definitely the day to be there. But yeah, I guess I'll just start from the start. Friday, driving up in the van thing, it was pretty cool. I was with my homies. I was having a great time listening to music. And my boy Cash, he was like so deep in his Bible, bro. Like, it was crazy. Like, the whole trip, he like... I don't even know, dude. Like, we'd be, like, sitting out eating, and he's, like, sitting there reading by himself. He's like, I'm like, bro, Cash, you, like, need to eat something. And he's like, I'm good. I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess, right? But, yeah, you know, Friday, it's pretty chill. We have that, like, that service at night. It was pretty great. Jeff Young was talking about lock in, level up, which is, like, totally a thing that I was trying to do. Definitely trying to level up. But yeah, and then Saturday, it was cool. Morning service, they were like, you need to bask in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then immediately kicked us out, and I wanted to punch somebody. It was pretty great. Like, straight up, dude. Like, oh, there's not a stool here, whatever. But like, we're sitting there, they're like, yay! And then, like, they don't even like turn on worship again. They're like, all right, get out, clean up the chairs. We're going to put in the inflatables. And like, everybody's like, ah. Like, dude, I'm trying to have my moment, bro. Because summer camp last year, like, every single day was, like, a moment. And, like, all those moments were always right after service where they kept the worship on. Like, it's just, it's bussing, bro. And, yeah, they, like, kick us out, and everybody's like, ah, grr. And then, yeah. And then that whole night, there was winter socials, like a dance. I was, like, the cool guy for a little bit. I was, like, in the middle of the crowd. It's like, yeah, dude. Having a great time. And then I almost threw up because I was dancing too hard. Pretty cool. And then, yeah. Next day, Sunday, here's the day. Wake up in the morning. I'm, like, super tired. But, you know, we're doing our thing. We're living. This is morning service. It's pretty chill. I think they kicked us out again. I don't remember. But yeah, a bunch of people were talking that day. I'm still working through all of that stuff in my head. But that lunch, right after lunch, we eat lunch. I just said lunch like three times really quick. Lunch. Lunch, we go downstairs under like the thing in like a room where it's just us. Pretty small room. My boy Jeff, he's like, all right, guys, we're going to meet down there after lunch. I need to stop saying lunch. We're down there, we're just talking, he's like, okay, so how's camp so far? And, like, half of us are like, dude, they keep on kicking us out, we're trying to have fun. Or, not fun, we're trying to hang out with the Holy Spirit, bro. And he's like, yeah, I know. And then we're, like, all talking, and then he's like, all right, guys, sophomore's down, you go over here. So, all the little kids.
Hi.
Right? And then all the big kids come over here, and they're like, yeah, dude, we're the cool guys. And I was, like, super confused. But then my boy Jeff Wright, he's like, dude, yeah, seniors, you get, like, 3 months. And then, like, juniors, you have, like, 14. I was like, wait, what? And that's, like, 14 months left for me to be at youth group, which is, like, devastating because I love my homies and I do not want to go. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. So I got to lock in. Like, it, like, hit me in that moment. Again, like, devastating. I was like, oh, dude, I got to lock in and level up for my homies, dude. For, like, this younger generation of youth group, they're about to feed into, like, the next guys. So, like, I got to do my best to show a great example of what it means to be a strong, firm believer in God. And I'm like, okay. Cried a little bit. It was pretty great. Dom, wherever he is, he was talking about how he's been with college and stuff, struggling on that, and he, like, realized that he was, like, relying on his own plan. And I was like, I got to give bro a hug. And I gave him a big old hug. It was pretty cool. And, like, the next hour, we're all just down there talking about, like, what's going on. And then... Now, after dinner, it's the night service, and I'm like, ooh, this better be good. It's the last day. I just got done crying after lunch. Let's go. I'm emotional right now. I want to feel it. Let's do it. And we go, and it's a good message. And then the most amazing thing happened. They didn't kick us out, guys. Yes! Yes! I was so happy, dude. I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, feeling it. I'm in the Holy Spirit. It is amazing. Let's go. And yeah, dude. And like everybody's around praying. I got a prayer from my boy Jeff over here. I didn't hear a word he said. It was pretty cool. But yeah, and then I'm just like standing up. What am I going to do? And then Cash and Drew, they're over there. They're sitting down just kind of like praying, doing their thing. And I'm like, all right, I feel like I need to pray for somebody. Mind you, I have never prayed. I mean, I have. But not, like, prayed, like, you know, getting really deep down into it and, like, felt really pulled to it. So this is my first time doing this. And I'm like, oh, man, God, I'm trusting you, dude. I'm feeling that Holy Spirit. Please don't let me embarrass myself. And I go, and I'm like, all right, Cash, I'm going to pray for you, bro. You better get ready. And then blah, 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 pray. Amen. And then we both stand up. We're both crying. I'm like, oh, yes, sir, that's one down. Uh-huh, got him crying. And we give each other a hug, all right? And then I'm like, okay, Drew's turn. And then I'm like, all right, Cash, I'm gonna pray for Drew. It's his turn. Sit down. Hey, Drew, I'm going to pray for you. Okay. And then I pray for him, and, like, it's going good. Cash joins in. It's legit. And we get up. We give each other a big old hug, having a great time. We're all crying. There was a picture. I don't know if y'all saw it, but I was, like, hugging him, hugging both of them. And I was like, because I saw him taking the picture. I was like, yeah, right there. But, yeah, you know, it was amazing. Really, really tight right there. Ooh, you can see Jeff looking at the camera. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and then now I'm done with that. I'm still feeling it. I still feel like there's more in this. Like, I just prayed for my homies. I wonder what else. And then... Emily, yeah, she's sitting there by herself, and I'm like, I don't really know her that much, but hey, you know, might as well make new friends. But also, Holy Spirit was like, Bronzo, time to get it, and I was like, all right. So I go, I sit down next to her, I'm like, your name's Emily, right? She's like, yeah, idiot. And then, no, she didn't say that. She was just like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm going to pray for you, because like, I'm feeling mad Holy Spirit right now, and like, I don't know, dude. Like, something's telling me to pray for you. She's like, okay. And I pray, and dude, talk about, like, three, bro. Get some. I done. I'm like, amen. Jesus' name, amen. And then she's crying, and I'm like, yes! Let's go, dude! I just made another person cry. Uh-huh. And, like, I don't know. I think I hit it on point. I mean, I've asked her. She said, yeah. And I was like, dude. Talk about Jesus, bro. That's some Jesus right there. And yeah, dude, I'm like, I'm happy, bro. And then Bob, he's standing by himself in the corner. And I'm like, sitting next to Emily. I'm like, I'm gonna go talk to Bob. He looks lonely. And I walk over. All my friends would tell me to say this joke. I've already said it like 5 times. And I'm like, what's up, Bob? And he's like, what's up, Sean?
What's up, Sean?
And, you know, because his voice. Ugh. And, you know, and me and him have like a super deep conversation just about like what's going on. He asked me about how like Sin and I are doing English. And that was pretty cool. I talked to him about stuff that I've never spoken about before. That was pretty legit. And a lot of problems had been coming up. And, you know, I'm like, dude, I got to stop doing this stuff. Like, it's not good for me. And, yeah, so that was cool. There was also, you got the picture? This little kid, dude, Joaquin. You can see his back right there. Like, I am playing ping pong with Dom. And we're just chilling. He's like,
I need to search you. You murder.
And I was like, what? And I go, and he's like, all right, put your hands against the wall. And I'm like, what? And I do the thing, and he touches my butt. And I'm like, okay, that's enough for you, buddy. And he's like, show me your ID. And I'm like, I don't have an ID. But yeah, and like it became this whole like 2 hour long play thing. I don't even know what it was. It was hilarious. And then, yeah, I ended up being wanted for murder. So that's the story of that picture. I'm already really over time, but it's fine. Okay, so me and Maddie decided that we were gonna make a song because we were both bored and doing a thing. We're like, eh, yeah, we'll do that. And yeah, and she has been bothering me every single day to play the stupid song. So here you go.
We're gonna do it now. Also, shout out to Andy and Taylee because they helped us write it. So this was a group effort. It was really cool though because it was like after morning service and I was like, you know, I want to write a song today. I feel like the Lord has been talking to us a lot. And so I was like, went to go sit down by myself. Taylee's like, hey, can I come hang out with you? And I was like, yeah. And so she sat down. She's like, oh, are you writing a song? Let's write a song. And I was like, yeah. And then Andy came and sat down and she started writing with us. And then Sean was like, ooh, I see a guitar. And then and eventually helped us. So we don't have the words up for you guys. So this might be a little awkward. You're just like listening to us. But this is the song we wrote at camp.
The stress of the mess brings the joy of the morning that you can't see till you get through the night. The wind of the storm only lasts for a moment, and the rain it brings up a new light. Above it all, we give you praise. Oh, Lord of Lords, above it all, we give you praise. You tell me you love me, and I'm never lonely, 'cause your love is all I need. Alpha, Omega, before and behind me. Lord, you're in everything. Oh. So I'll sing through the waiting, I'll dance on the waves. I'm walking in freedom, 'cause he outran the grave. He's stirring the fire, he's making a way. Lord of Lords, above it all, we give you praise. Oh, Lord of Lords, above it all, we give you praise. Oh. Jesus, it's you I run to. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you I run to. It's always been you. It's always been you. And Jesus, it's you I run to. Jesus, it's you. And Jesus, it's you I run to. It's always been you. It's always been you. So I'll sing through the wait and I'll dance on the waves. I'm walking in freedom because he outran the grave. He's stirring the fire, he's making a way. Lord of Lords, above it all, we give you praise. And Lord of Lords, above it all, we give you praise. Give you praise.
All right, Jeff, your turn.
That was awesome. Drew was over here like, I helped too. Didn't get his credit for helping write the song. I just want to thank you guys one more time. Like, the students can't have these experiences without the church's support. Like, thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the support. Thank you, parents, for sending your kids and entrusting Jenny and I with them. Thank you for the scholarships and everything you guys do for our youth ministry. Like, we can't do what we do, and God can't impact the lives without you guys all helping us out. Please stand with me. We're going to close it out in prayer today. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to hear how your spirit has impacted these students today. I ask that you would encourage us through these stories and help us to remember those own stories that we had of camps and the instances where your spirit impacted us through our life, Lord God. Please just let us leave encouraged today, the things that you're doing in this generation, but also that encouragement, that reminder, that refresher of what you've done in our lives personally, Lord God, that you have impacted us, that you have changed us, that you have empowered us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Thank you for listening today. We hope that this week's message encouraged you. Life Church meets every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. here in Chico, California. You can also listen to us online during our 9 a.m. live stream. We would love the opportunity to connect with you, so please visit our website, lifechurchchico.org.